something, you have a...
If I'm coughing, what?
Uh-huh, you have a...
You have a bad cold.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you're coughing, or let's say somebody else is coughing, you say, I can't stand to hear this anymore, I'm going to go get you something for your
cough.
Okay. What if you think it's time for you to go to bed, because you're starting to yawn and everything, you might say, I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy.
Uh-huh. At 6 o'clock you set your alarm so that you
wake up.
Suppose that you've already got up, but somebody else in the house is still asleep. You say, well, I better go
wake so-and-so up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're taking medicine, or someone else is taking medicine, you're taking care of someone who's taking medicine, you might ask him, why haven't you liked your medicine?
Why haven't you taken your medicine?
The patient might answer, I some yesterday.
I taken it yesterday.
Okay, and I'll some more later.
I'll take some more later.
Okay, a person who is not able to hear is?
Deaf.
Okay, when you work real hard, you start getting real wet on your skin, you say, I have.
Perspiration,
mm-hmm.
And you can say sweat.
Okay. What would you call a discharging sore that you might have in your skin that comes to a head?
A sore
that you get on your skin. It comes to a head so that stuff comes out of it.
What do you call
mm-hmm.
it? A boil?
Okay. When the boil opens and stuff comes out, what do you call that?
Corruption.
If a bee stings you, you know, stings your hand, it stings you, the place where it stings, you say, it's puffy, it is...
Swollen.
Okay.
It is swollen, it is sore, too. It hurting, you know.
Okay. If I said a bee stung me and my hand
is swollen up.
Okay. But if it's not infected, it probably won't
give me any trouble.
Okay. Keep with the word swollen or swell or something, okay? And fill me in this blank. If it's not infected, it probably won't
swell.
If you got a blister, maybe from, I don't know, rubbed it on your shoe or something, what's the best time to open the blisters?
Well, I don't know. You know, I've heard after that it's blister, I guess you should open it before that fluid gets in there. But they say if you won't open it at all, it'll heal quicker. But, you know, I always would take a needle and just make a hole in it and let that water, that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to take it longer to heal that way. I don't know why.
Okay.